From sunny Minnesota, this is the Ride Ready Podcast, brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. I am Joe Ziemer, and I am not an expert. But today, I am joined by someone who definitely is. Last month, at the spring sales meeting in Dallas, I sat down with Polaris Senior Test Technician John Lundgren to discuss a subject that might be pretty timely for some of you, and that is storing your snowmobile. John's going to tell us what to do when we put our snowmobiles away for the summer, and what to do when it's time to get them ready for the next riding season. It was a lot of fun talking with John, whose family has a long history with Polaris. Tell us about yourself and how long you've been with Polaris.
My name is John Lundgren. I'm the senior test technician in the Roso Endurance Dynos. I've been with Polaris 19 years this spring. It's been a wonderful place to work, and if you love what you do, you never work a single day in your life, and that's the way it's felt since the beginning for me.
A pretty cool fact you shared with me earlier today was the extra ID badge you have there. Tell us that story and about just kind of your family's history with this company.
So I'm wearing my grandpa's ID badge on my along with my badge, and that was just kind of one of those deals where I kind of wanted to bring him with on this trip. He worked at Polaris for over 20 years. He started in 1955, and his employee number on the badge is 006, which leads us to believe he was the sixth employee hired by Polaris. So there's been my mother and my father both worked at Polaris as well. My dad put in 42 years and my mother put in 39 years at Polaris. And it's been a family affair.
We're going to talk about something now that you did a very good video on that you can find on our Polaris Help Center. I'm going to put a link to that in the description of this episode. And that's taking your vehicle and getting it ready for storage.
Sure.
What are some of the first things we need to be doing when we decide it's time to put the snowmobile away for the season?
Well, some of that stuff you want to get done when you're done riding for the year, take it to the car wash, get it cleaned up, get the salt off of it, get any road grime off of it, get the snow and any dirt or anything like that off the vehicle. Next, you'll want to grab some Polaris cleaning kit and some soft cloths, wipe the entire machine down. After that, you'll want to take some Polaris fuel stabilizer and dump in the gas tank. And then also, we like to top off the tank with 91 non-ethanol. If you're putting your snowmobile in storage, you should always store your snowmobile with non-ethanol fuel and fuel stabilizer added to it. It's also a great time to install new spark plugs so you're ready to go in the fall. Give your belt an inspection in case that needs to be changed or if the adjustment needs to be done. And then put on the Polaris cover, put it up on wheel stands or put it up on a jack stand to keep the track up off the floor, and you should be good to go.
What are we doing with the battery over the summer?
Good point. Yes, the battery should be unhooked. Always unhook the negative post first, and then unhook the positive post. And then when you go back together, always hook up the negative post last.
In addition to just some of the processes, let's talk about maybe why we're doing some of these things. So when we talk about fogging the engine, why are we doing that and what benefit is that going to have for our snowmobile over its life?
So with fogging the engine, you are protecting it in case during summer storage with the temperature swings and anything like that, humidity changes. In case there's any water or moisture inside the engine, it could cause a rust spot. Or any kind of corrosion like that to keep it from forming.
What about, talking about the drive belts and the clutches, what are we looking for there and what's the end goal for that?
So what I like to do is in the spring, I'll take my drive belt, I will actually remove it from the vehicle and clean the clutches with acetone and a rag or some kind of Scotch-Brite pad to clean any belt or material off. And then just give them a good inspection to make sure they're ready to go for you in the fall. And then I'll normally hang my belt on the handlebar for the summer.
Are there fluids that we need to be draining? What should we be paying attention to fluid-wise?
Well, depending on the mileage of your sled, spring is a great time to also change your chain case oil so that you're ready to go when you fire up in the fall and go for your first ride. So you can change the chain case oil. Some guys will actually drain the fuel tanks on snowmobiles. I normally leave them full with 91 and Polaris fuel stabilizer in the tank. It's probably a preference thing, but you should always try not to store anything power sports related with ethanol fuel in the tank. Ethanol fuel degrades over time, and it can cause issues if they're going to stand for months on end like a snowmobile does.
What are the effects of storage on the track, and how do we make sure that our track is then ready to go for when the snow starts falling again?
Sure. With that, what I'd like to do is put them up on jack stand and check your tension, check your track tension to make sure it's what the owner's manual recommends. And then also, by having your track hanging versus sitting on the cement, it's not trying to soak up any, not that the rubber should soak up any moisture or anything like that, or dirt or anything like that, but it also keeps tension off the track from just sitting in the same position over the course of the summer.
What are some best ways to get the sled off the ground? Because I know you mentioned in that video it's important to get it off the ground so it's not sitting there.
Yep.
What are some different ways you can go about doing that, and do you have any preferred ways that people do that?
So Polaris sells a pretty nice wheel dolly kit that I have at home. So I put two under, one under each front ski and one under the center of the suspension in the rear. And the other option is the rear suspension lift that we build. There's a rear suspension lift with it. Will also keep traction or keep your track up off the ground, and then you can have the front on wheel dollies.
When it comes to covers, what do we need to avoid covering? Because that can make a big difference if you have the wrong cover on there.
Well, you should always buy the cover that's for your machine so that it fits properly and that you can get the straps on where they need to go. I would always want to store my snowmobile even covered in like a cool, dry place or a, you know, somewhere where it's not going to build a bunch of humidity and anything like that. Keep the weather off of it is important.
I grew up on a farm. There's lots of critters running around our various barns and sheds.
Yes.
What do I do with my snowmobile being stored to make sure that I'm not getting any unwanted visitors in there?
So one thing I do that I do at home is I will take dryer sheets, like downy dryer sheets, and put them in a few different spots on the snowmobile. From what I've understood is mice and other critters don't like the smell of them and will avoid them. So I put a few under the hood, around the clutch, around the exhaust pipe, around the muffler, tuck a couple on the seat or on the floorboards, anywhere like that. They're pretty affordable, and you just throw them away in the fall. The one thing is, though, is when you do in the fall, you have to make sure you get them all out of the snowmobile to make sure you don't have an issue with those coming up later.
When it does come to fall and we're getting it back out of storage, what are we doing differently than simply just doing the inverse of what we did in the spring to put it away?
So even in the fall, I like to go back over everything I did in the spring just to make sure there was nothing I missed. I like to make sure the spark plugs are new. I like to look at the belt and check the belt, make sure that there's no uneven wear, burn spots or anything like that. No cracks in between the cogs or in the line. Put the belt back on, check the adjustment, make sure the adjuster is right. Fall's a great time, too, to make sure your chain is properly tensioned in your chain case. If you didn't take care of it in the spring, that's a great time to change the oil, as in the fall, too, if you didn't get it done. After that, I like to check carbides. I go through, make sure the carbides are fresh, or if they're showing that they need to be replaced, that are replaced. Great time to recheck your track tension to make sure nothing's changed over the summer from sitting in storage.
We've talked before on off-road vehicles about the importance of cleaning, that it's not just about making your vehicle look good. What are the big benefits you get from doing that regular kind of cleaning on your snowmobile?
Well, one thing, it forces you to look at the snowmobile and look for any issues that might have popped up from, you could have hit a stump that you thought nothing happened, but then all of a sudden when you're cleaning it, you notice that, hey, maybe I bent something or broke something. Or the other thing is it allows you to look for any kind of components that may need to be replaced due to wear or damage. So when we're going through and cleaning, it gives us a real chance to just make sure everything is great on the sled. And it's also, it'll make your sled look better. It'll make your sled last longer. You know, it's kind of like, do you wash your car once a month, or do you wash your car once a week, or do you wash your car once a year? And if you mean, you know, proper maintenance is super important, and it's in all aspects of vehicle ownership. Yeah, I just like to do it because it gives me an opportunity to look over the sled really well, or I'll take Polaris Cleaner and clean the plastics, clean the decals, clean the windshield, go over the handlebars, go over the gas tank, go over the seat, go over the tunnel, bumpers, any of the exposed parts. It helps make sure there's no corrosion or anything that's going to cause you issues down the road.
Is it a good way to think of it that the more work you do before and after the season, the less work you're going to have to do during the riding season?
Absolutely. You know, proper maintenance prevents most issues from popping up in the field. And if you know about them early, you can take care of them before they can become more serious.
John, thank you so much for taking some time on a busy few days for you, and enjoy the spring salesman meeting.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I love coming to this event and visiting with our dealers and finding out what's happening out in the field.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.
A huge thanks to John for taking some time to chat with us. And a huge thanks to all of you for listening. If you like what you've heard, please consider leaving us a 5-star review and tell your friends to subscribe wherever they get their podcasts. Make sure to watch John's video and find more storage tips on the Polaris Help Center. Once again, that link can be found in the description of this episode. So until next time, this has been the Ride Ready Podcast.
The Ride Ready Podcast is brought to you by the Polaris Help Center, your first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. Look for the Help button in the upper right-hand corner of any Polaris brand website. Remember, all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, and protective clothing and footwear. Read, understand, and follow your owner's manual. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Ride within the limits of your own abilities, and never engage in stunt or exhibition driving.